Leanne's new doctor. Leanne sat impatiently in the doctor's office waiting room. She was at the OBGYN for her 6 months postnatal visit. Everything was going just fine, the baby feeding well from her breasts, her body magically shrinking to its pre-pregnancy svelte state, and she was even sleeping better at night. Well, maybe not everything was just fine. The baby's daddy disappeared shortly before she gave birth, and while she had plenty of help from family and friends with her baby, she had no man to take care of her needs. No one told her how horny a woman could get in her third trimester, and also after delivery, once her body mended from the trauma of childbirth. And it seemed like the more her baby fed, the more milk her breasts produced, leaving her feeling like a top-heavy fuck doll half the time, with her incredibly shrinking bimbo body adorned with a huge milk tits. A fuck doll not getting properly fucked, that is. Leanne Rogers? The physician assistant called out. Yes, here. What is it about doctor's offices that made you feel like you're in grade school and announce yourself the moment they call out your name? Come on back, hon, the medical assistant answered in a practiced, caring tone. Leanne grabbed her things and hustled back to the examination room. Once there, the assistant took her vitals, a process with which she was so used to by now that she anticipated the cues even before the assistant asked. Make a fist, take a deep breath, etc. Okay, Leanne, everything looks good, the medical assistant said. Did they tell you at the front desk that your regular doctor is on leave? There's a short-term replacement. He's great, though, don't worry. You don't mind a male doctor, do you? No, I guess not, Leanne answered meekly. I do wish I would have said so before, though. Oh, yes, I really should have. But don't worry, everyone's been loving him. It's routine anyway, not like he'll be your attending physician or anything, the assistant assured her in a friendly tone. Yes, I suppose you're right. It is routine. I just had a couple of follow-up questions. Hopefully it'll be easy and quick, Leanne replied, a bit uncertainly. Alrighty, hon. Okay, you know the drill. Undress completely and put the gown on, open in the front. He shouldn't be too long, the assistant replied, as she made her way towards the door, exited, and clicked the door quietly shut. Leanne was just a little perturbed by the change in doctor personnel, but not too much so. She had a lot on her mind, and anyway, it really was routine. She quickly doffed her shirt and skirt and hung them on the hangers behind the door. She looked down at her huge chest, barely contained in the double D-size black lace nursing bra. She wondered if she should leave the bra on, since the cups could be unclipped and lowered for the breast exam, if there should be one. She regretted not having asked the assistant this before. There's so many things to remember all the time. This was the one thing she had learned since having a baby. All the daily minutiae to keep straight in her mind. She decided to leave the bra on for now. Her breasts were so heavy with milk that the undergarment actually helped with support. And anyway, she was self-conscious of her heavy, veiny breasts. She will need to pump her milk again in about an hour, so hopefully the exam won't take too long. But for sure, the doctor will want to give her a pelvic exam, so she slid off her matching black panties and tucked them discreetly behind her skirt on the hanger, not failing to notice the small wet spot in the crotch from her needy pussy. And finally, she pulled on the light blue gown over her body. Why do these things have to be so unattractive? I mean, not like she was trying to look sexy in a medical gown, but still. Would it hurt to have a nicer color? Like maybe plum? It didn't escape her that her mind was all over the place, and she was thinking silly, trivial thoughts. Finally, she put her foot on the metal step to facilitate hopping onto the examination table and sat down gingerly on the crinkly paper. She kind of hated the sound that made, having had to do it so many times during her pregnancy. The rituals were comforting yet vaguely discomforting at the same time. The antiseptic smells, the murmur from the office and workers, the shiny metal surfaces, the crinkly hygienic paper, the rumpled feel of the robe. But regardless of the sterile setting, she felt her nipples stiffen and her pussy grow moist, likely from being in a state of undress. Great! Now the new doctor will think she's just another horny single mom. Oh well. She sighed out and sat with her shapely lower legs hanging off the table to wait for the doctor, enjoying a minute to herself. Just a few moments later, a soft knock sounded at the door. Come in, she called out. She half turned towards the door to say hello to the doctor, who walked in with his eyes on her chart. For a moment, she thought he looked familiar, but he probably had one of those faces. Cute, though. He probably had all kinds of women running after him. Medium height, fit, short hair, glasses, really nice hands. And given his profession, he probably knows exactly what to do with those hands to please a female body, too, she thought wickedly to herself. He walked up to the table and stood facing her so they could have the preliminary chat without her having to turn around. Leanne Rogers, he asked, rather unnecessarily. Yes, that's me, she laughed a little nervously. Hi, I'm Dr. Eames. The assistant told me you just learned there was a switch in personnel. I'm really sorry about that. We do realize the OBGYN patient relationship is a very close one and try to alert people ahead of time whenever there's a change. Really, I apologize. Leanne smiled understandingly. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Anyway, it's not your fault, and hopefully it will be a straightforward exam. It likely will be. You've been in exemplary health, according to your chart, and you had a relatively easy delivery. So, unless you tell me anything has changed, I'm sure it will be routine, he answered. But the reason I said your name the way I did was because I went to high school in this town with a Leanne Rogers. Leanne looked at him intently for a moment longer, then clapped her hand to her mouth. Oh my gosh, you're Bobby Eames. You moved away at the end of junior year. The doctor laughed sheepishly. Yep, that's me. Well, I go by Rob now, or Dr. Eames in my patients. I've changed a bit, though, haven't I? Oh my gosh, yes. I remember you were such a stoner in high school. Long hair, always hanging out behind the gym with the cool kids. Didn't talk much, though, if I recall, she replied. Yeah, I did enjoy the Mary Jane back in the day. And now that it's been legalized, I don't mind saying I still do sometimes. Just keep it to yourself, though, okay? He replied with a wink and a little smile. And yes, I was often too stoned back then to speak. Especially to pretty girls like you, he added. The casual admission surprised her, and immediately she was aware of sitting there, nearly naked, in just a bra that she was spilling out of, and a robe that didn't close, separating her and the handsome doctor she had gone to high school with. She laughed lightly and countered, Who knew you'd be such a flirt? And gosh, we all wondered if you would even graduate high school. Oh yeah, I'm sure. No, the truth is, my grades were always fine, as may not have been indicated by my stoner image. And once my family moved away, the new school I went to for senior year was no joke. So I really had to get my shit together, he replied. I guess you did. So now you're the doctor, and honor roll me as a single mom. You never know what life will bring, huh? She said with a rueful smile. Hey, if you think I'm going to judge you, you're way off. I'd go through med school all over again over single parenting. That is no cakewalk. I have a lot of respect for single parents, whether mom or dad. More power to you. And I hope you don't mind me saying, you would not know 10 years have gone by. You look great. He cracked a big, honest smile with the last sentence. Well, Bobby Eames, you've got some great bedside manner, that's for sure. Sorry, I'm never going to be able to call you Rob. Maybe Dr. Eames, but definitely not Rob, she chuckled. So you're back in this podunk town now? It's hardly podunk. It's grown a lot since I left 11 years ago. But yeah, I'm here for a 4-month stint. Then we'll see after that, he replied. It worked out because we still had some property here that had to be seen to. He continued, so will it be okay if I examine you? I understand if it's awkward, we can see if another physician is available or reschedule for another day. I think it would just be this visit, since your regular doctor should be back for your next checkup. It's totally up to you. And you wouldn't be billed today if you cancel, since it was our goof. Inside, Leanne did feel a bit awkward. But if she were honest with herself, she was actually a bit excited to be examined by this cute doctor, whom she also happened to know from high school. What are the chances? Plus, she had a real thing for hands, and his were very nice. Somehow, she never noticed that in high school, his hands. And anyway, it was very challenging to schedule things nowadays, between her job and the baby and being her own. It would be much simpler to move forward with the appointment than to change things around. Yeah, no doubt it's a unique situation, but you know what? Let's just move forward. I had a hard enough time carving out time to get here today. I'll just have to imagine you're my brother or something. She burst out laughing. Oh no, that would be worse. Never mind. You're a legit doctor. No big deal. Sliding into doctor mode, he smiled his automatic professional smile and said, you got it. Okay, so first I'll examine your breasts. Let's see. Per your chart, it says you've been exclusively breastfeeding for the past 6 months since your baby was born. How is that going? Any difficulty or discomfort? No. If anything, it's going almost too well. My baby feeds like crazy. I work 4 days a week, but otherwise I feel like I spend all my time feeding or pumping or thinking about feeding and thinking about pumping. I was a C-cup pre-baby and I'm a double D now. I really hope they don't get any bigger. I can't be buying a whole new wardrobe. Plus, I feel like a bimbo. It felt weird telling Bobby Eames these things, but he was her doctor today, after all. Well, that's the first I've heard a woman complaining about growing breast size. Most lactating moms love their new figure, but I totally get not wanting to look out of proportion, he replied in a calm tone, hoping to make her feel better. Okay, Leanne, I'm going to draw open your robe on this side first to palpate your left breast, all right? And he paused. Oh, your bra is still on. Yes, I wasn't sure if I was supposed to take it off or not. I'm sorry. I can just release the cup down. Will that work? No. I need to examine your breasts where the frame of the bra sits on your body. The perimeter of each breast, he replied. Why don't you just shrug off the gown, remove your bra, and slip your gown back on? Here, I'll turn around so you can do that. Okay, Doc, she replied with a little grin. Inside, she was thinking she wouldn't have minded if he hadn't offered to turn around, but it was very professional and gentlemanly that he did. So the doctor turned his back, and she did as he suggested. Once she alerted him that she was done, he turned back around and gently peeled back one side of the robe, exposing the first of Leanne's heavy breasts. Our good doctor saw breasts every day, but there was something undeniably special about seeing the perfect milk-heavy tit belonging to one of the prettiest girls from high school, a girl he had never been able to talk to. He had been either too stoned or too shy to do so. And there she was, Leanne Rogers, gorgeous, fertile, stacked, milfy, full of mama's milk. He had always, always regarded his patients as impersonal bodies to care for as a practitioner, and he would never dream of serving as a physician for someone he was interested in. But damn, this was completely unforeseen. The confluence of examining his ex-schoolmate was a total fluke and kind of blowing his mind. Leanne's breast was perfect, like something on a carved idol. Heavy, full, veiny, with a heaviness to the bottom curve that made you want to cradle your hand to test its heft. the dark nipple, having served as a feeding implement all these months, was slightly distended and looked a little moist at the tip, as if a drop of milk had just escaped and perhaps soaked into the bra that Leanne had just taken off. He yearned to press his tongue on that half-inch nubbin. However, he was here today as a medical practitioner and proceeded with the breast exam, being as gentle as he could. He could hear her whimper slightly as he pressed his warm fingers into the flesh at the periphery of her breast. "I'm sorry, that must be sore, but even lactating breasts have to be examined periodically," he told her apologetically. "I know, don't worry. Anyway, nothing can be as painful as childbirth." "It's fine," she answered in a quiet voice. Truthfully, what he was doing was making her a little sore, but she was also getting incredibly turned on. And with the baby's daddy gone from her life for more than half a year, she hadn't felt a man's hand on her body in all that time, much less a cock. Her fantasy mind was taking over, and she started to wonder if Bobby Eames is a good kisser, what Bobby Eames would look like naked, and specifically, what Bobby Eames' cock would feel like in her hand, in her wet pussy, and maybe her ass. All these thoughts were meandering through her mind as he palpated her breast. "Everything feels fine here. Let's put your robe back in place and check the other side," he said in a calm voice that he hoped didn't betray the first twinges of his desire for Leanne. He repeated the movements on the other side, her little whimpers as he pressed his finger, sounding very similar to whimpers of pleasure during sex, and making his cock wake up in his pants. He was thankful to be wearing briefs. And just as he was finishing the second side, Leanne's right breast pumped up a drop of pearly milk. Leanne let out a small gasp. "Oh, I'm sorry. This side always fills up first. I need to pump soon. I'm so embarrassed. I'm really engorged, as you can tell." "Oh, don't be embarrassed. It's totally natural and expected. And remember, I don't just play a doctor on TV." They both chuckled at his little joke. "Here, let's just dab that with this edge of your robe," as he thought to himself that he'd love to dab that with his tongue. It's surreal to think he'd just spent 5 minutes essentially feeling up the breast of the prettiest girl in high school, and the fact that her body just secreted a droplet of her womanly essence only made her more desirable to him. "If you'd like, I can have a breast pump brought in, and you can even pump while I do the pelvic. It's a little unorthodox, but if the engorgement is painful, it might be best," he offered. "I think that might be too much going on, honestly," she said. "Let's just continue and see how I feel after the pelvic exam, cool?" "Sure, whatever you want." "Okay, we're all done here. Once you're done with the breastfeeding, your doctor will do a more thorough exam, but for now, everything seems fine." He continued, "Okay, Leanne, lie on back." "Yep. Now, scoot your hips forward to the edge of the table. There, you know how it goes. And yes, place your feet in the stirrups." "Yes, wasn't it thoughtful they covered the stirrups with socks?" "That should always be the case," he said with a light laugh, to cover up his attraction to his ex-classmate. He made his way to the foot of the table and sat down on the stool and casters. He then turned on the examination light, snapped on the obligatory latex gloves, and gently folded back the bottom of her gown. The sight of a woman's genitalia was, by now, very commonplace to him. But, of course, this was Leanne, the girl of his adolescent wet dreams. Her vulva was neatly trimmed, a little triangle on top, and completely shaved from where the flower of her inner lip started, all the way back to her anus. His mouth watered just gazing at her beautiful, fertile womanhood. Very soon now, he'll have the opportunity to touch that pretty snatch. The professional in him, the one that took the Hippocratic Oath, felt somewhat guilty that he was having such lascivious thoughts about his patient. But she did say to forge on. "Okay, I'm just going to examine on the outside first, Leanne." He gently pressed his fingers and thumbs on the flesh outside of her vulva. gently spreading apart her puffy pussy lips, and admired her perfect clitoris for a quick moment, his mouth watering despite himself. He continued his examination and drew apart her pouty inner lips and marveled at the deep pink of the entrance to her vagina. How he ached to follow each movement with his tongue. Her pussy was dewy and looked as soft and juicy as a plum. He imagined he could smell her cunt, and he was certain she would taste divine. Okay, Leanne, I'm going to insert the speculum now, okay? You'll feel a little pressure. Leanne let out a small murmur of assent by way of reply. The doctor inserted the medieval-looking implement and slowly cranked its jaws open to peer inside Leanne's vagina. Everything looked fine, and she wasn't due for a pap smear on this visit, so he skipped the swab. It wasn't the sexiest of procedures, but, of course, seeing inside Leanne made him wonder what it would be like to bury his cock inside that dewiness. And slowly cranking, the speculum closed again, he said to Leanne. Okay, now for everyone's favorite part, I'm just going to examine your rectum quickly. And little did he know, Leanne loved anal sex and had not had occasion to enjoy it in many months, except with her toys. And even that wasn't happening that often, with the baby always by her side. She thought to herself that he didn't need to be quick about it at all. She'll probably dream about his finger up her ass the next time she masturbates. Dr. Eames reached for the tube of lubrication, squeezed out a small dollop onto his right middle finger, and, placing his left hand gently on Leanne's lower abdomen, slowly and firmly inserted the lubed finger into her anus. Predictably, she let out a small whimper. Everyone does. But, out of habit, she also bore down on his digit, unwittingly telling him everything he needed to know about her sexual proclivities. His cock strained in his briefs as his eyes rested on Leanne's pussy, while his gloved finger was deep in her ass. He had to remind himself not to start finger-fucking her delicious taut wink. Lifting his eyes, he noticed her nipples were rock-hard, making them even more prominent than they already were. They looked like little bullets jutting out from her body. With the robe half falling open and barely covering her chest, she was quite a vision. Leanne's eyes were closed, her lips half open, her breathing shallow. It was clear she was enjoying the anal stimulation, and he wished so badly that he could do more with her, make her come with his hand, his mouth, his cock, whatever she might want. But for now, under the guise of a rectal exam, he gently probed her, moving as slowly and being as thorough as he could without it seeming like a sex act. He enjoyed hearing her barely audible whimpers and watching her pussy flower slightly open each time his finger probed towards the front of her tightest canal. She was trying mightily to rein in her body's reactions, but it was clear to the practiced anal lover that she was enjoying herself, her pussy lightly creaming. Her ass was so pliant and welcoming, he could have easily slipped another finger and her body would have easily taken it. Fuck, that beautiful pussy and ass needed to be stretched with a cock. His cock, if he had any say in the matter. He lingered for several seconds longer than was strictly necessary, enjoying the warmth of her tight tube around his finger and how it would hug his longest digit as he explored her. Finally, and regrettably, he slowly withdrew his finger. She sighed deeply as his finger left her body. Okay, Leanne, you're all set for today, he said softly as he modestly drew the gown over her creamy thighs again. Just as Leanne realized that the front had gaped open and instinctively drew it closed. She hadn't noticed the telltale wet stains her leaking nipples had made on the fabric of the robe. But he noticed, and he was thankful to be sitting down because his cock by now was more than half hard, and it wouldn't be long before it would beat up its own moisture of desire. Don't forget to make a follow-up appointment for 3 months from now. And hey, maybe I'll see you around while I'm in town. He smiled his perfunctory doctor smile once more, peeled off the gloves, chucked them into the bin, and gingerly stood up, checking mentally that his cock wasn't tending in his pants. By the way, are you going to the 10-year reunion next week? He asked. Leanne's eyes opened wide. I completely forgot. I've had a lot on my mind, as you can imagine, with the baby and work and all. Oh, crap. Thanks for reminding me. She paused and continued. I don't know. I kind of want to, and I kind of don't. My life has changed so much in the past year. I feel even more removed from my old crowd now. Plus, I think my ex will be there. Yeah, maybe awkward, huh? Do I know him? He half grinned. Well, I am definitely removed from that crowd, but I may still go for shits and giggles. Maybe I'll see you there. No, you don't know him. He only attended there for senior year, she smiled. Okay, well, thanks for today. It was potentially awkward, but I think it went all right in the end. What she was thinking was, she wished he could go on examining her, and not just with his hand. And he was thinking the same thing.